Blog Talk Radio.
Mad. He's mad as a hatter. That's what they say. Mad, mad, mad. And now he's got himself a talk show. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the maddest of them all? He is. And you? You can call him V. Call in and talk to V. It's a wonderland in here.
Hey, good evening. V here, and I'm back. Yes, did y'all miss me? I know you did. And on this week's show, we've got Craig Wolf coming up, and he is the president of CelebriDucks.com, if y'all want to go and check it out. It's amazing, and I have to tell you that Craig actually sent me the Frankenfurter duck, and they are so awesome. And in fact, the detailing on them is great, and they're much better in person.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, how you doing, Val?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Craig. This is Dee.
Hey, Dee, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, this
nice
is
nice to talk to you,
Corey.
Too.
G is co-piloting with me tonight.
Cool.
Yep, helping it move along here. How are you doing over there?
Very good. Very busy.
Yeah.
A little overwhelmed, but good.
I'm looking over your website right now. It's just great. you got to be talking about this. This is, it's just some of this, these things, they're adorable, they're hilarious, they're very well done.
Yeah, we like.
Yeah,
to,
tell us
like,
a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we were publishing art from television commercials, and we started doing these ducks as a fun thing on the side. And then when it really took off, the Philadelphia 76ers asked us to do Allen Iverson as a rubber duck, and they wanted us to match his little his tattoos and his cornrows and the earring. The whole, when we got done with that duck, it looked more like Allen Iverson than he did. I mean, it really was an exact replica. And all of a sudden, I'm sorry.
I was going to say that is adorable. There are so many people who don't even know who you are or what you're talking about right now. So start at the top, and what is a celebrity duck? What, there's people right now who are listening to you who don't know even talking about Iverson and a duck. So what do we got?
Yeah, we created the first ever rubber ducks of celebrities, thus celebrity.
There you go.
We do a line of rubber ducks that are rubber ducks. But they also capture the likeness of everyone from Elvis Presley to Marilyn Monroe to Dr. Frankenfurter. I mean, we've done over 200 of these guys. So that's what we did. We kind of created a whole new collectible and a whole new business, actually.
I'm seeing it. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this one over here that's like a little Wicked Witch of the West duck.
Yeah, we do the Wizard of Oz. We spent 9 months doing the Wizard of Oz.
These are good. I'm looking. You got to give out your site right now so that people can look along as you're talking.
Yeah, celebriducks.com. CELEB as in boy, RIDUCKS.com.
Yeah.
You start spell celebrity and you go into ducks. Yeah, the new ones coming in this weekend will be the new Elvis. We've actually done two previous editions that sold right out, and this is the new Gold Lame version we're doing.
Yeah, that one was awesome. That looks awesome.
And then we're also doing our glow-in-the-dark Scream Duck, which had sold out, but that's coming back in. And yeah, we're always doing new ones. We're always reinventing what we do, trying to find what's unique, what's different, what's timely. I have a contract for Michael Jackson sitting on my desk. We've been working on with last week for them, and hope to get the artwork approved and have him out in September.
Well, that
I'm looking at the Frankenfurter right now.
Yeah, actually, Craig sent me the Frankenfurter because, of course, you know, everybody knows that Dory was the first Frank. And let me tell you, the duck is more amazing in person.
I'm looking at it. It's hysterical. And it's very good. So are these just regular floating rubber duckies?
You know, it's funny. I'd say 70% of the people, 80%, don't even put them in the water. They come in these beautiful gift boxes. They just collect them. But honestly, it's a rubber duck. It's made to go in the water. Our ducks.
It is. They're just made of rubber. These things are just rubber.
Yeah, well, you know, what they call a rubber duck technically is a non-toxic soft vinyl. So
right.
They call rubber duck kind of, you couldn't get this.
Oh, I love the Betty Boop.
She was the first one we ever did. You know, it's funny. I remember when we were going to try out the concept, we called King Features and we said, we want to make a rubber duck of Betty Boop. And you know how it is when someone's thinking they're talking to someone who's crazy. They go, okay, you go ahead and do it and, you know, get back to us, thinking they'll never hear from us again.
Right.
And, you know, we had the money, we had the time. As I was mentioning, we were publishing art from television commercials for Coke and Budweiser. You know, our animation business was doing very well. So we actually made a Betty Boop duck, send it in, and one day we came in, there was a message from King Features. They said, got the Betty Boop duck. It's really cute. We love it. Give us a call. And that was the beginning. And Betty's still in the line, the first duck we ever did. Still one of our best-selling ducks.
How long have you been doing the ducks?
I'd say over 10 years. Probably getting on.
Oh, you've been around with this. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the religious ducks. You're hysterical.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity troublemaker. You know, it's funny. I mean, the religious ducks are interesting. I mean, we don't do it as a mockery, although it's a duck. People, we try to explain, in our world, everything is a duck. So we do the Buddha, we do Jesus, we do the Pope, you know. I mean,
oh, I think it's hysterical.
And people love them. And, you know, Jesus is probably our best-selling of the religious ducks.
Well, of course.
But see the way we did it with the lamb and everything. I mean, it's really.
Okay, so who do you have? How do you do these things? How do you create these things?
Wow. Well, you know, be real honest with you. Had I known how difficult it was to make a rubber duck, I never.
Are you yourself an artist? Did this come from some sort of art thing?
No. I mean, I've always moved by passion. I mean, I got into the animation business. One day I saw a drawing of Mickey Mouse, the original animation drawing that they did before they made the cartoon, the first original artwork.
Right.
I was so inspired. That started the whole animation business and led into Coke and all the other stuff we did. With this, you know, it was just one of these things that just seemed like a fun idea. A rubber duck, a celebrity, pop culture icons. It just seemed kitschy and fun and different. But I never knew to make a duck. If you're going to make a duck that's going to have a bigger head and everything because it's going to have a caricature to get it to float right, oh, God. I mean, we went through, and then they make them too hard. They float on their side. Water gets. It took us years.
Yeah, they have to be balanced. I mean, these whole things, it's amazing, yeah.
Well, our whole thing is, you know, we like to think we're the most intricately sculpted and painted ducks in the world, and that you should be able to throw it in the water on its head, and it pops upright. And you know what? 98% of them do. And once in a while, we'll do like the Scarecrow, the Wizard of Oz, made his head a little bit too big, so he floats, but he's not in choppy water. He will go down. So we just redid him, you know, shrunk the head, changed it. Because we really want to be known for the best floating duck. Because a lot of people put them in duck races. So
they
have to float upright.
So they have celebrity duck races.
Well, they do. Actually, there's a big one in Texas, you know, at the, I forget what it's called, you know, a big golf course down there. But they always do the big celebrity race, you know, and, with all that. Of course, we do college mascots, so you can imagine.
I'm over here on the college mascots, the retired page right now, the inductees.
I am bummed. I'm so bummed because I'm a UK Wildcats fan.
I know.
And I'm looking right at the Kentucky Wildcats right now.
I know. You know what? Every school wants us to do their mascot. Those schools all want us to bring them back. We just haven't had – honestly, Val, I actually thought we would have been bought out by a bigger company ages ago, and we could have moved like wildfire through every university in the country and just done – but you know what? At the end of the day I own the company 100%, and so I run it my little quirky way, and, you know, so I expand it as we expand it, and we're, like, debt-free. We don't have any loans on it, and so we don't take out a million licenses at once, and we just kind of intelligently grow. But honestly, a bigger company with venture capital, yes, you see Kentucky back in the next day, and, yeah, it would be a totally different story.
Wow, I'm looking at Moochie Norris over here. I love the little wig.
our most famous duck, the Houston Rockets, they said, can you do a duck that has hair? And we want him to have a shower cap. And let me tell you something, finding people to come with a shower cap that small for that guy and hair, he was our most unique duck and is a collectible, probably the hardest one to get.
And, really? Yeah. And I just happened to pick that one. Well, look at it. It's awesome. I don't notice a Michael Jackson duck here.
Well, as I said, the contract's on my desk. And in fact, the artwork, the final, I've been spending all day working on it, you know, with our artists. And by tonight, we'll submit it to their licensing people in Germany. And hopefully tomorrow, we'll start sculpting and have them out in September.
Well, that would be awesome. Those things will sell out quick.
Yeah, it'd be all, you know, it's true. We wanted to do this years and years ago with Michael, and his licensing people in Germany was just very difficult back and forth. So it's different now. And I really think there's, you know, a good chance we should be able to get it out much quicker at this point.
Yeah. Well, how do you come up with the concept of each deck that you do?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously we have to think it's somebody who's really unique and fits a niche in the line, like Gene Simmons of Kiss. I mean, they're just natural. They already are kind of cartoony fun, and Gene really likes them, and he gives them out as gifts and stuff. And then President Obama, you know, we're Obama people here. I mean, you know, we like him, and
yep.
He's the president, and it was just a natural one to add that to the line. And then the Wizard of Oz, classic characters. But, you know, the Wizard of Oz is interesting. Go back almost 10 years, we approached Warner Brothers. We said we wanted to do, you know, Judy Garland and everyone, you know, and they just, no way, you know, no way. They didn't even know who we were. Remember, we were just a young company. We hadn't done more Betty Boop, Groucho Marx. But, you know, when we released The Wizard of Oz using the public domain, you know, Frank Baum illustrations, they called us. And they said, well, first I was trying to figure out they're trying to sue us or wanted to talk to us about doing their characters. And they said, no, we want you to add our characters from the movie to the line. I said, well, you know, we kind of had that conversation 10 years ago. You weren't interested. But, yeah, at some point we probably would like to do it. But for now, the ones we do from the original illustrations do really well, and people really like them.
I have a question from my chat room, and they want to know where are the ducks manufactured?
Well, you know, let me start off by saying I wanted to make them in the United States because that's where I did all the artwork from. You know, all the animation for Coke and all, we were all doing that here in the States. What I found out quickly was it's all gone offshore. Nobody could make my ducks here in the United States. Anywhere.
Really?
I said, I'll pay more to make them here. Can't do it. So we had to end up in China. And you know, and it took us years to find really good people in China to work with. I had to, for myself, as a practicing Buddhist and, you know, Tibetan Buddhism, you know, I had to let go of a lot and realize that there's the government and then there's just ordinary people like you and me, you know, out there running factories and doing jobs and great people. And that's where we make them, and you know, they do an unbelievable job on this.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
And, you know, honestly, to this day, I mean, you can imagine manufacturing overseas. You can't even imagine how difficult that is with the back and forth and the communication, logistics, shipping. I mean, I can go on and on. But the skill set to paint, like take that first Elvis Presley we did. There's about 108 sequins on his jumpsuit. And we had to get it there for Grace Lynn for the event of the anniversary of Elvis's death. We hand-painted 108 sequins on every one of those Elvis Presley ducks.
Wow.
You know what? There's not going to find people in the U.S. doing that. It's just
no.
Not
I have another question.
Every one of them is hand-painted, right?
No, only parts of it. We create spray masks. So
right, okay.
Certain parts we have to hand paint, and then others we can spray mask off as we move them down the line and do it with these different – we make molds, spray mask. See, you make
– I love it. I'm looking at the Ozzy right now. It's great.
Yeah, I love the Ozzy. You know, when the Ozzy
– I love the Ozzy.
You know, they called us to say we should do the Osbournes. I had not heard of them at the time. You know, when they said Osbournes, I thought they meant Ozzy and Harriet. I said I don't think enough people know them to add them to the line. Then I realized his reality show was just starting. They meant Ozzy Osbourne. And they wanted to do the whole family, and we did. We did them as a set, and they all sold out. And then we kept Ozzy in after by himself. And even after the license expired, I mean, Sharon was really great. She just said, you know what, just roll over the license. You know, they didn't know more advances. She just liked having him in the line. And I loved it. I'm a huge Ozzy fan, and I think Sharon and Ozzy are great.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Unfortunately,
I've got another question here from the chat room.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've got a couple here. Tigress wants to know, have they done any NASCAR people like Dale Earnhardt?
You know, we didn't get the rights. Dale doesn't do a lot of licensing of his likeness, so that didn't really work out. And what we did was Roush Racing asked us to do Mark Martin, Jeff Burton, and I'm forgetting, there's two other guys, Matt Kenseth, and one other one, Jeff Burton. Did I say that one already? And anyway, we did four of them, and they sold out. And NASCAR, we feel, could be one of our biggest markets, but we just haven't. Once again, it's a time thing, because just to do an application with NASCAR, you pay to do an application. It's not like contacting Coke and say, can we do this, and you send them a proposal. You pay like $500,000 just for them to look at it, and they can still say no. I know. I've never really heard of that. Kind of an unusual situation. So we tread there lightly, and yeah, the NASCAR would be great. I'd so love to add those guys.
Right. Okay. And
yeah.
Jimmy wants to know, how do you decide on who makes the rubber ducky list?
You know, it's just kind of what we kind of like. I mean, you know, like, you know, it's so subjective. There's really no rhyme or reason. If we know we can sell enough of them, we'll do it. However, we don't do any market research.
So it's kind of a feel thing.
Yeah, we're like, hey, Denise, what do you think of this? You know, I basically throw it out to a lot of our stores and customers, and they go, what do you think of this character? Like, they approached us to do Bob Marley. And, you know, I throw it out to everyone. Everyone really liked it. However, when we got down to doing the deal, they wanted, like, their deals were like $30,000 to $50,000. I go, hello.
Did you just say Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like it would be a great duck.
But, yeah,
but no.
We're not going to justify $30,000 to $50,000 up front on a contract. I mean,
right.
That was what we did for
wow.
the
Wow, there's so much
no,
to
I
go
know.
Through.
I know, and what's unique about us is we'll probably get more PR and press for their character than almost any other licensed product they put on the market. We were voted one of the top 100 gifts by Entertainment Weekly. We've been on CNN, CBS Evening Magazine twice, been on the Tonight Show, Conan. I mean, we get, of course, you never heard of us, so so much for the press. But we do get a lot of PR, or there's always a story or something going on somewhere around the world with our stuff. So we feel we add something and don't really feel we can really justify paying those types of dollars for a property. And, in fact, Warner Brothers just asked us to do, like, all the Looney Tunes characters.
Oh, I would love that.
Again,
I'm a Looney
Tunes. Oh, no, that's perfect. Yeah, that's where it belongs.
Again, oh, how perfect. You know, Foghorn, Leghorn, Tweety. I mean, they're perfect.
All of them, yeah.
Again, it's a
Sylvester, it's going to be great. That's perfect.
But, you know, our cost to make a duck, the mold, to do one duck, you're thousands and thousands into it. So we just don't want to lay that much up front.
Right,
the royalties.
Yeah.
We'd rather have the royalties come back based on sales as opposed to upfront monies.
Yeah.
And certain people are really good about it, and they dig it, and they want to be in the line. Like Elvis Presley's estate's been great. Michael Jackson's people have been great. Larry the Cable Guy, great. Gene Simmons just rolls over the contract. He's been wonderful to us, really.
Gene's a great guy. I've met him
a few
times. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he's really been kind to us, and you know, with his giving away the ducks. In fact, I saw him on TV the other night. He's at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. We do the Duck Master for them, and and he was the honorary Duck Master with our duck in his hand. You know, and
yeah, I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was So that was a celebrity duck he had there.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of answers what my next question would have been, which is, do you do custom ducks for individuals? But then again, I guess, sure, if that person could pay for the mold and the, you know, the thousands of dollar investment.
Right. Custom's one of the biggest things we do here. If you go to the custom duck section on the website, you can see all the teams and Fortune 500 companies we do stuff with. We're in the midst of doing a thing for the Kikkoman soy sauce. You can see it on the website where they're going to games all over the country, NFL games. Now they're doing the Major League Baseball games where they're giving away those Kikkoman soy sauce ducks at the games.
Right. Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, if I wanted to make a Valen duck.
Right. I'm sorry. And, yeah, and the point
Which, you know, I want one. I do want a Valen duck.
We get asked all the time, can I make one? I go, you know what? The bobblehead people can do a one-off for maybe, like, $100-some-odd. To do a duck, I'm into it like $3,000 before I make a duck. You know, $4,000 before I make duck one in sculpting.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Wax molds, pre-production molds, metal production, final molds, spray molds, sculpts, shipping.
Okay, so all this is going on in some place in China.
Well, remember, we're doing all the sculpting and all the artwork and all the negotiations here in the U.S. because, you know,
right.
I'm just running the outside of San
Francisco. So how many, what do you have? You have a standard look that the, oh, do you have several artists or is it all just one artist?
No, we have a few artists, but the main artist is a guy named Chris House. And you know what? His work's so spectacular. I put him on every box we do with his website because we contract out with him, and I like to promote the people we work with. The guy's a gem. He's a talent, and he's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, praise him, definitely.
Yeah, and he had another guy work with David Carter. They just do – they're brilliant, you know. You never really get to know the artists behind the scene. They're the real talent.
Yeah.
I know what I like. I have an eye for what I think works or doesn't work when working with them, but at the end of the day, they're the guys who actually have to sculpt it. And, yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of great responses here in the chat room. Everybody's going crazy over the Doug.
No, Val, we're coming out this fall with the world, besides Michael, the world's first ever totally recycled green duck.
Oh, tell
us about
that.
That is, and once again, God, I didn't realize this would be so hard. We can't even use our injection molds that we normally do to make our ducks. We have to go to a whole different type of mold, which I'm just learning about, called blow molding, much more expensive if you want to use recycled materials. But the whole duck's going to be recycled, the packaging, everything. And this guy on a shirt says green is the new yellow, really cute. So we're coming out with
that. Oh, that's cute.
And then we're coming out with a line of chocolate, a chocolate-themed duck, or Coco Canard line.
Oh, boy.
And it's French chocolatine duck, and we're going to sell – we're also developed a line of chocolate, of chocolate ducks that we're going to have go with it. So you can send – canard is French for duck, a canard gram, a whole website just for that. In other words, you want to send a chocolate-themed chocolate duck with chocolate duck candies and a handwritten note to someone anywhere in the country, you can send a canard gram.
Oh,
so right. So you can customize it that way.
So when's that going to happen?
That's going to be in the fall also. You know, I'm just, in fact, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to drive over with all my chocolate samples for another testing.
Oh, good.
The packaging and the whole thing.
Yeah, well, do you get to, like, hand present a lot of your ducks to the celebrities?
No, actually. I don't get out. You know, it's funny. I was supposed to throw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field twice. I never even made it. You know, I sent my daughter one time, and she's the one who actually designed the Gene Simmons and the Aussie duck.
She's into it.
Well, she was now. I mean, she doesn't really – now she's more like consult. She, you know, was raising a family. But, yeah, but she was a design major in college, and she did all the designing in the early years of all the ducks. These Shakespeare, the whole –
I love the Shakespeare duck.
I do, too.
This is great.
One of my favorites. The Shakespeare's expression, to me, to this day, is one of my favorites. But anyway, yeah, as far as meeting the celebrities, no, I don't, because normally I don't go. I was invited to play the Playboy match and all these events where they keep trying to get me down. Because Ernest Borgnine, you know, Mikhail's Navy and all,
yes.
His daughter, we give out ducks at the award shows in Hollywood, and she's always just begging us to come down there, get autographs, have people, and we still haven't made it. But
you're right. It really is like a kitschy little fun novelty thing that could just have that appeal that will that could go on forever.
It can go, yeah. It's like I say. What Cher say?
It's a it's like bobbleheads and things that are going to be collectible. And someday there's going to be a something duck on eBay that's going to go for $1 million.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. What makes something collectible? You have to have enough of them, and you have to have a line. You have to be around long enough. But somewhere every day we're selling ducks around the world of something or someone. We'll never not be selling ducks. And the way I run it, because I call you my squirrely way of running it, we're almost like unbankruptible because I run it like Grandma Moses. So even though we expand, we're doing all these things, we're not doing anything stupid. You know,
right.
So we kind of expand in a way that makes sense. We don't sign contracts that'll bankrupt us. And we outsource 98% of what we do.
Oh, wow.
We never have this overhead that can just bury us if things change. We can turn on a dime.
Right. Well, it sounds like you really do know what you're doing. It's like you said a few minutes ago, at the end of the day, you're the guy who's running it all.
Right.
You know? It all comes down to you, so you are in control. It's good.
Doesn't it get hectic running it all by yourself?
You know, there are times, you know, especially now, you know, launching a chocolate line,
mm-hmm.
Doing the Michael Duck, launching the whole green line. I mean, it's just, and at the same time, we got a container coming in this week with our new L. I mean, there is so much going on, and we do media almost daily, And we have so much incoming and plus orders coming in. It is a lot. But you know what? It's also, you know, when you really love something, it's your passion. It doesn't really
this
seem like
your passion.
You know, yes, it's overwhelming, but I have never had more fun doing this chocolate line. I've always, you know, I'm a chocolate fanatic, you know. Man, this has been a blast designing this, making it, doing these canard grams, where then we're going to have clothing, canard wear. You know, it just, it goes on forever. Well, the creative side is totally stimulating, so yeah, I really dig it.
So what would you compare the chocolate, the taste of the chocolate and the canard line to be like?
Oh, it's like a fine, it's imported. We can't find one in the U.S. we like, so it's an imported Belgian chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, but it's 60%. So even if you like milk chocolate, you'll like it. Really,
yeah, I'll definitely have
deal.
To check that out when it launches, because my littlest daughter is a chocoholic.
Oh, she'll love these. Man. She'll love these. You know, we thought of doing milk chocolate and dark, and we said, oh Christ, just start with one. You know, get one right. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and now we have to work on, you know, getting the shape right and getting it so, you know, it rises up in the cocoa canard inscripting on the little chocolate in foil wrap. Oh, God. And then designing a whole box. Our box for that we're designing as a little French chocolate shop. And so the candy box to match it is kind of goes with it like a French chocolate shop.
Oh, that'll be nice.
You have tremendous enthusiasm.
Fun business.
It's good. I mean, this is why it's going for you, because you're an enthusiastic person. You're into it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great to hear.
Really
have you ever thought of doing like a disco deck or a goth deck, like a fashion?
Something fashion-y.
Yes. Goth duck would be great.
Okay. Yeah, everybody knows me now.
I think that would
be goth. I would love a goth duck.
But, you know, here's the thing. If we had someone like Hot Topic or someone say, you know what, we want to put your line in. You know, just like a regular, like Hasbro, when they go, we're going to come out with a Star Trek character. Okay, we're going to put it in 10,000 stores. Done.
Right.
So it's worth doing it. Goth Duck, I'd love to do it. But we don't have the distribution base built up big enough that I know I could suddenly move a couple thousand, like,
Or even like a vampire duck, like a Dracula.
Yeah, I did Dracula. You know, it's really
you
funny.
You did? I missed it.
He sold out. In the early days, we did a Dracula, and we didn't do Bela Lugosi. We did it just the generic Dracula.
Right.
And he did well. Although I do thought he looked more like me than the traditional Dracula. My daughter was one of her early ones. But I do think we should bring him back in again, to be real honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, you could just chase all, you know, the great, you know, characters of the time, but then that's when the huge, huge fees come in, right? And that's where it becomes impossible. I mean, you couldn't make like a Twilight series. I mean, it's hot as hell, but...
Sure. There you go.
But,
you're absolutely right about that. That's a studio project. That's
right.
Like, you know what that reminds me of, what you just said? The Godfather. Paramount approaches us. Let's, how about The Godfather? You know?
Oh,
right.
Forget it. A
Let
little Marlon Brando duck?
Wait, we did a Godfather duck artwork. You'd cry. It's so good. They loved it. But then they come back with, they said, we're a studio where it's like turning the Titanic. Just for us to do anything that's not a contract, it takes so much money. So, again, it's a money deal. We want to do Scarface once again. They just,
not
it's a big
bad.
Studio. They need a lot of money. So you got to be like a really, like a Hasbro or a big player. And then you got,
yeah, and while you're there, that's when you throw in Darth Vader.
Right, exactly. And then you got
crazy. Yeah, I mean, while we're going, let's just go.
But, you know, Star Wars, we didn't get the rights to, funny enough. Besides from the
you
money.
You didn't or
funny,
did?
We didn't. And it's funny because, I mean, you could spit on Lucas's house from here. That's how close it is. You know, we're in the same town. But
right.
Their licensing people, they just didn't, at that time, want to do the characters. You know, they wanted to just keep the regular figurines.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but you know what? In time, it all changes. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure that license.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Hasbro wanted to add them to the line, they'd be in the line right now.
I mean,
yeah.
You could do a little, Hellraiser.
Oh, how cool
the
would
pinhead?
That be? A little pin sticky? Yes.
That would be
or
awesome.
Or how about the whole, like you see we're doing Scream, but, I mean, Jason, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I mean,
Freddy Krueger, duck.
Freddy Krueger, come on, they'd be awesome.
I would be awesome. I'm a horror movie nut, so I would definitely have those.
And horror, I mean, Scream was the only one we did so far in the horror genre.
And it looks good, too.
That one,
really, and you know, that sucker, you look at him, you go, he's not going to float.
Yeah.
And it floats.
He will pop right up.
It floats.
He floats.
That's amazing. So could you imagine, you know, okay, here's the scenario, here's the visual. Somebody, not me, is in the bathtub with all these ducks floating. Is that a horror movie?
You know, when Maxim magazine contacted us, because they did a whole two-page spread of all the Kiss ducks in a bathtub with one of their models, and lady getting out of the bathtub.
That's perfect.
It was just great press for us.
That is hilarious.
Two-page spread in Maxim. Yeah, we've been in so many magazines. I mean, I'm really grateful that people, you know, and Hollywood's really liked it. I mean, a lot of celebrities have them, give them away, like them as gifts. So, you know, it's cool. I mean, it's fun. You know, it's kind of one of the niche little fun parts of the business.
Yeah, and I'm still getting lots of comments here in the chat. They're saying a pirate duck, a Barbie duck.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you say